the connection between malicious Russian hackers and the Kremlin. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The new book by Financial Times reporter Joseph Menn tells the story of a young, brilliant security researcher who infiltrates a gang of Russian hackers. The hackers launched denial-of-service attacks against business websites, then demanded money to stop the attacks. The security expert, in partnership with a British cop, takes down the hackers. In the book Fatal System Error, The Hunt for the New Crime Lords Who Are Bringing Down the Internet, we learn about a deep connection between mob-controlled Russian hackers and the government, author Joseph Menn.
There are reasons that there's lots of Russian hackers that, with extremely rare exceptions, do not go to jail. One of them is that you've got a history and present of really solid math and technical education, but without a lot of career opportunities. The other is the culture of corruption there. The MVD, which is the equivalent of the FBI, only more powerful because those run the local police departments. The detectives at the MVD told one of the heroes in my book, the British detective, Andy Crocker, the following joke. An American tourist calls the U.S. Embassy in Moscow and says, "Hey, my passport's been stolen." The officials at the U.S. Embassy said, "Oh, okay, did you call the MVD?" And the tourist says, "Yeah, they say they didn't do it." Yeah, this is a joke that the MVD thinks is very funny. But the overarching problem is that the Russians have realized that people that can assemble tens of thousands of computers to send spam or steal people's financial information or command them for denial of service attacks are really handy in political disputes. And in beginning in 07, the Russian government has used these same bad guys to launch denial of service attacks against the government websites in Estonia, then Georgia, and they also use it against internal dissidents. Gary Kasparov's site mysteriously goes down a lot. The government is systematically protecting these extremely bad financial criminals.
You know, in some ways, this sort of strikes me as the possible brewing of a different kind of Cold War, because ultimately, with the complicity of the Russian government, it's a war against, you know, American commerce and world commerce. And how does the U.S. government sort of fight that? Because if we fight it really hard, we're essentially fighting the Russian government as well.
It's been described by intelligence officials as a cyber war that's already begun. It just hasn't been acknowledged. We haven't talked much about the Chinese, but their government is sponsoring massive successful hacks against commercial enterprises for their technology and against government property for our military secrets. So in terms of geopolitics, that is an ongoing major concern. Russia, we're very vulnerable in terms of economics. It is like a Cold War, only it's, one can argue that it's not cold. It's just not being openly acknowledged.
Joseph Menn, author of Fatal System Error, The Hunt for the New Crime Lords Who Are Bringing Down the Internet. Tomorrow, we'll talk about whether internet crime has gotten so out of control that the only real solution is to sort of blow up the internet and start all over. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.